Do you feel like you're a man trapped in a woman's body or vice versa? Real life starts now.
Welcome to Real Life with Evangelists Ann and Kathleen Lay, where people with real problems find answers in a real God.
Welcome to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Later in the show, you'll hear from Kevin Wellington-Conis, who felt he was a woman inside since he was 7 years old.
You know, this world's not easy for any of us. And sometimes there's a lot of confusion with the way we feel. And we can make decisions based on our feelings. And sometimes we're not even knowing exactly what it is. And we can feel, you know, this is not right, or I'm not sure, confused. But God has a way in that situation.
Yeah, I think our society can be very feelings-based. And I think a lot of the messaging, the things we're getting from commercials is listen to your gut, listen to your feelings, and that feelings will be your guide. But feelings, we must remember, go up and down. They change all the time. Mm-hmm. If you look 5 years from now, your feelings are going to change about certain things. Mm. And so the Bible talks about not being a person about feelings. Actually, it talks negatively on those who live based on feelings. It says that their God is their belly, meaning whatever their belly wants. Mm. Bible describes and talks about a life of following the Spirit of God, mm-hmm. not basing our decisions, our thoughts, based upon how we feel, but rather following God into His plan that He has for our life. So that's something for all who are listening right now. No matter what it is, no matter what you feel inside, God has a plan and a purpose for your life.
And with that, that goes for anything. You know, sometimes I feel like doing some things that I probably shouldn't do. Mm-hmm. And that's where self-control comes in for my life. But there are times when I feel like just not going with the flow and I want to eat chocolate, let's say, you know, or do something opposed to that because I can tend to go into, up and down feeling, you know. But what I think is so important that I found in my walk with God is that we are spirit beings and we live in a body and we have a soul. And what we feed is going to grow. And so if we're not feeding our spirit, then we're feeding our flesh. And our flesh wants what it wants. It feels like this and it feels like that. One day I want pizza, one day I want to eat healthy. I feel this way or that way. But when we feed our spirit with the Word of God, we grow strong on the inside. And then we hear from God and He tells us what direction to take with whatever decision we're making, no matter what that is.
You know, well, feelings can tell us a lot of things. And that's why, you know, today we even have people say, well, you know, I was born in the wrong body, or I feel like I was born in the wrong body. Mm. But the Bible says something different than that. It says in Psalms 139, verse 14, I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works that my soul knows very well. It means that God, you know, wonderfully made us. He didn't make any mistakes.
Yeah, and He loves us. So if you're going through a time right now and you're seeking God, ask Him to fill you up and to fulfill you as He will. Let's hear from Kevin after the break.
Real Life is made possible this week by 32nd Avenue Cleaners and our Awakening Colorado monthly giving partners. Whether you need your suit, dress shirt, or dress dry cleaned and pressed, come to 32nd Avenue Cleaners to get the best dry cleaning services in Denver. With over 15 years of experience, 32nd Avenue Cleaners is conveniently located at the corner of 32nd Avenue and Lowell Boulevard in Denver. Call them today at 303-480-9647. That's 303-480-9647.
Do aliens exist?
Is there more than one way to God?
Is casual sex okay?
Our new 11th hour TV show is tackling difficult
philosophical,
cultural,
and spiritual questions
in a fun new way from many perspectives to help you decide for yourself.
Watch us on the 11th hour, Mondays at 7 p.m. and Saturdays at 6:30 p.m.
on CTN, available on Comcast and Dish Network.
Dish Network.
For more information, go to www.awakeningthenations.com. That's www.awakeningthenations.com. Welcome back to Real Life. I'm your host, Kathleen Lay, and joining me is my husband, Evangelist Ann Lay.
Hello, everyone.
Joining us is Kevin Wellington-Conis, and he led a homosexual life for many years. In fact, when he was young, he had an attraction to boys. In his early 30s, he was going to get married, but had an encounter with God that changed his life. So let's hear from Kevin. Thanks for being with us, Kevin.
Well, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
So tell me about when you were younger and how you felt about boys and how that progressed.
Well, you know, ever since I was a kid, and it's hard for me to put an actual age on it, maybe 7, 8, you know, I would play with the neighborhood clan and the boys would say, oh, look at Melissa or whoever. And I noticed, and it's strange, but I didn't feel the same when the boys would say, boy, she's really cute. I didn't see that. Mm. I was actually attracted to boys. Mm. I noticed boys were cute at that age. And I just wondered, why? Why am I feeling this way?
Yeah.
Believe it or not, at 7, 8 years old.
Wow.
So time went on. And here's the thing. I always kept everything a secret because I knew, you know, my mother and father, male and female. I knew my sisters went out with men. And here's the thing. I always noticed when my sisters brought their boyfriends in the house, I thought they were cute. Mm-hmm. I knew they were cute. And I was attracted, not sexually. Emotionally, I was attracted to them.
Mm.
Time went on, time goes on, and I got older. And as I went through puberty, my attractions for the male were strong. And I knew that I was different from the other boys. I just did not have the desires and the feelings for the girls.
Mm.
So when I hit my teens, I mean, 14, 15 years old, I knew I was gay. Mm. I went to my first gay bar when I was 16 in Hartford, Connecticut. I walked in the door and it said, be happy, be proud, be gay. The room was full of men. And I had said to myself, I found heaven.
Mm.
This is what I was made for.
Wow.
So there you were at this young age, 16 years old, and you started to date men. Now, did you find yourself like happy or did things still seem a little off for you?
Nope. I didn't know why I was so attracted to men. You know, was it in my genes? Was I somehow a woman inside?
Mm.
And I came out with male genitalia?
Right.
We were a very, very strong Catholic family.
Mm.
And I was told, quote, unquote, homosexuality is a sin. So I did not want to act upon it.
Mm.
So I did some research and I started to study. And I studied about 8 religions of the world. All of them had said that basically man was made for woman, woman was made for man. So time went on, and as I got older, my homosexual feelings, I acted upon.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a part of me said yes, a part of me said no.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really, really torn. One day, some Jehovah's Witnesses came to our door and really impressed my father and the family, and I picked up on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to my elders in the Kingdom Hall because I had left the Catholic Church and I was becoming a Jehovah's Witness.
Right.
Had all the books, everything. And I went to my elder and he gave me a book called Jehovah's Witnesses and the Divine Purpose.
Mm.
Well, after reading books and studying, nothing changed. He came to me a month later and said, how's that problem you told me about? And I said, what? You give me a book and I'm going to change?
Mm.
Well, nothing changed. And I kind of left him.
Mm. So this was a real predicament for you because you felt like, gosh, I'm trying everything to not be a homosexual. You felt there was something wrong with it, but it was like you couldn't help yourself. And you're trying religions and everything, and nothing seemed to work.
And I went to doctors, lawyers, Indian chiefs. I had an exorcism done.
Wow.
I did everything I could possibly on earth to change, and nothing changed me. Believe me, I went out and got into pornography because I thought it would change me if I looked at women, and I'm ashamed of that, but, you know, I did what I could, and, you know, prayed. I did everything, prayed hours and hours. God, please change me. So what I was going to do was have a sex change. I believed that there was somehow a mistake. You know, the genes and just, it was a mistake.
Yeah.
I mean, I had studied till I was blue in the face. My fingers were raw from turning pages and books and going to different sects, different churches. Nothing changed me. Nothing.
Mm.
I said, okay, I went to this church because I had prayed, God, show me the truth. What is truth, God? What is it about? Why are we on this planet spinning 2,000 miles an hour? Nobody's dizzy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a week after I prayed that, a girl came up to me and said, do you know Jesus Christ is your savior? And I felt offended. Well, what do you mean? And I told her, I straight out, I says, well, look, I'm gay. And she said to me, oh, you have a demon spirit. You needed to have it cast out of you. Well, they tried to cast it out of me. You know, it's kind of funny because I did feel some kind of a change, but it didn't last long. I went back to my gay life, but I got married. Here's the shocking thing. I got married in that church. which is still existing today, to cover my homosexuality. And I thought, if I get married, this is the answer. Mm. And it wasn't.
So you got married to a woman instead of a man.
Yes, I got married to a woman. Yep, not a man. Wow. But I was going to get married to a man. We were ready to make our invitations out. And I loved him. I mean, this is the man that I want to live with the rest of my life. Here's the miracle. He ends up being HIV positive. This is back in the 80s. We had blood-to-blood contact, and I thought for sure I was going to be HIV positive.
Wow.
I got tested 10 times, and my insurance told me we're not paying for the test anymore.
Wow.
But I realized in my relationship with this man, the human body was not made for two people of the same gender to have a relationship with sex. I knew it.
Wow.
I'm not going to get into details, but believe me, I saw things and I realized, I said, this is wrong. I don't care how I feel. This is wrong. It's against nature. Even if there wasn't a God, I knew something was wrong with what I was doing.
You know, there are a lot more things that you have to share about your life and how, even though you knew it was wrong and you had this inward turmoil and battle constantly because of what you were feeling, something miraculous actually happened to you where you had an encounter with God that changed your life. And we'd like to invite you back on our next show to share with us how you had that encounter and how everything changed, like a 180 change. So, Kevin, thank you for sharing with us and just being so honest with all of our listeners and to us about what you went through. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Wow, what a story. You know, and I think what I really hear from this story is a lot of us, when we go through our lives, we don't know who we are. And we have these desires. We have these parts in our life and we don't know what to do with. And I sense that there's someone even listening right now. I mean, let's just get to the point, which is there's somebody wondering maybe some of these same exact questions that Kevin has been wondering and feels like guilty and not really sure, feels bad doing it, but then feeling so drawn to a homosexual lifestyle. And so, Father, I'm just taking this moment, Lord God, we come to you. And Father, as he said that he tried so many things and it never worked, I'm praying for this moment right now, Jesus, when we receive you, that you would work, not some type of thing here or there, but really encountering you. And I'm praying right now for someone who's listening, saying, I need an encounter with God. Lord Jesus, we come to you. We ask for a real encounter right now. Blow the power of the Holy Spirit wherever we are. Fill us with your power. Jesus, we receive you. We believe in you. Really reveal who we are from the inside out, how you made us. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen. God loves you so much, and he has a plan and a purpose for your life. And if you're struggling, you call out to him as you're going to find out with Kevin, and things will get better. You're listening to Real Life.